Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market. Today, it is Ali Coram here along with Ken Shreve, and we've got the breakdown of the market action in today's session, Wednesday, March 13th, where we saw heavy selling in the chip sector. But overall, Ken, looks like the NASDAQ is holding firm.
Yeah, down about a half a percent. I think it had a reason to sell off today, and it just couldn't get it done. So that's good news for the bulls. Looks like volume is going to be slightly lower than what we saw on Tuesday. So that's also good. We didn't get a higher volume decline here. Take a look at three stocks. I want to take a look at Microsoft. There's just a loads of leaders that are really showing constructive technical action here. So let's take a look at Microsoft. Copper stocks took off today. I want to take a look at Freeport-McMoRan, FCX, and then finally, South Korean e-commerce giant Coupang, CPNG.
Okay, sounds like a plan. We'll get to those stocks. But first, let's take a look at the major indexes. As you mentioned, Ken, the NASDAQ today down about a half a percent. We had the S&P 500 down just 0.2% today. The Dow in the green up about 0.1%. And heading into the final stretch, it looks like the Russell was trying to turn in a positive finish, up a little over 0.1% or so, headed into that final stretch there once again, seeing IWM up about 0.5% here. So let's start with a look at the NASDAQ, down 0.5%, but an inside day after a super strong move in Tuesday's session.
Yeah, like I said, I thought it was a fairly orderly decline here. Looks like volume is going to be a little bit lower, like I said, than what we saw on Tuesday. So really didn't have the feel of heavy institutional selling today. It was kind of ironic because there was broad-based selling in the chip sector. Some of your AI-related stocks came under pressure. But all in all, I think it was a pretty constructive session. Some of our chip related groups showed losses of around 2%, and NASDAQ wasn't even down nearly that much. And breadth was really, really bad yesterday on the NASDAQ, and it was just slightly negative today. So a little better breadth today, although still negative.
Okay. And let's take a look at the S&P 500, really not sustaining much damage at all here in today's session.
Yeah, I think a lot of oil and gas stocks outperformed today. It was the Energy Information Administration reported the first weekly drop in crude supplies in 5, 6, 7 weeks, something like that. So that caused oil to rally, close to $80 a barrel, up almost 3% today. So saw some outperformance in oil and gas stocks. And I think that's a big reason why the S&P was able to hold as well as it did too, as well.
Okay. And here's a look at the Dow. We got that upside reversal Monday, and seeing a continuation of this little trend higher for blue chips.
Yeah, and all the major stock indexes are in confirmed uptrends here. Everybody's waiting for this market to pull back. We're seeing signs of certain individual stocks that might be topping, but overall this uptrend is super strong. We did get a pretty extreme reading this morning from Investors Intelligence. They do a weekly survey of newsletter writers, and the bulls are kind of off the charts here at 60.9%, and that is that's considered extreme. It's a contrarian indicator. When the crowd and newsletter writers are really bullish on the market, that can be the time when the market starts to pull back. So kind of a 60.9 is quite elevated and extreme, but this market has shown itself to be quite strong, and we're still in a good uptrend here.
Okay, next on the list, let's just briefly check back in on small caps, 0RUS will get us there. We are still around a significant level here, Ken, getting above 2000, but still right at the highs from, late last year, early this year.
Yeah, and Super Microcomputer (SMCI) is still a big component in the Russell 2000. But some volatility last week when it reversed lower and extended some losses. But Russell 2000 is trying to break out here. Hasn't fully broken out yet, but still looks okay.
Okay. And now let's take a look at XLE, because you mentioned energy. We looked at USO, and here's a look at XLE. Of course, as you said, contributing to S&P 500 action today and really looking like they're starting to contribute to this market rally here, Ken?
Yeah, and it's probably a good sign. We also mentioned oil and gas stocks outperforming today, copper stocks. So this whole scenario of a soft landing playing out for the economy seems to be getting stronger and stronger, or the likelihood of that happening. And I think that's the reason why you're seeing copper stocks do well and oil and gas stocks start to outperform. And oil's been on a nice run, perhaps in anticipation of increasing demand and maybe an economy that's going to be looking pretty good in the second half of this year.
Okay. And Ken, something that you've been great about putting on our radar is this momentum ETF, MTUM, just to kind of get a sense underneath the surface of what's going on in the momentum space. So what's your take on that?
Well, I mean, this is something that I think, David Ryan pointed out yesterday on IBD Live that, when you look back in recent weeks, you do see quite a bit of higher volume declines in this ETF. Now, NVIDIA is the top holding here. Broadcom is up there. Meta Platforms, Eli Lilly. But I think MTUM is just a good ETF to monitor, because today, again, growth stocks performed reasonably well. It's just a nice inside day. It fell basically in line with the NASDAQ. So paying attention to some of the higher volume declines that we've been seeing in this ETF, but all in all, leaders continue to look just fine here, holding above short-term support levels. And that's what MTUM is, a nice visual of that.
Okay, let's now take a look at some notable stocks, starting with Microsoft, MSFT, mega cap tech software name, looking like it's forming a new base here, Ken, and closing today pretty much at the same level as it did yesterday when we saw a nice gain for shares up 2.7%. So holding right at a notable level. I have a position in this stock, but what is your take on the action?
Yeah, we have owned this on a leaderboard in the past. We currently do not own it, but I like the price action yesterday, very similar to ServiceNow, which we increased the position. But both of these stocks have a very very similar look. Back to Microsoft, they're. Just kind of consolidating. Let's look at the weekly chart here, because this is a stock that could have a flat base in place by the end of this week. So just a few more days to go, holding support at the 10-week line. And just have to remember that when, if the market really is going to roll over here and start to pull back, we're gonna have to see the breakdown in leading stocks, and we're just not seeing it yet. Microsoft is a good example. I mean, there's too many to mention. ServiceNow also holding support, so the leaders still look good here, and I think Microsoft is still showing great technical action here.
Mm-hmm. It will be very telling if and when we get an overall pullback in the market, because the longer we keep running, the more due we are for some sort of pause, pullback, or digestion. But it'll be really telling to see, can the leaders from the last couple of months continue to lead? We'll be looking at those key levels on the charts, those base patterns, and the relative strength lines, of course, for all of these. So next on the list, let's take a look at FCX. Copper, definitely an area of focus today, Ken. And look here at Freeport-McMoRan with a big double bottom breakout, finishing the day up 7.6% in some really nice volume.
Yeah, so this is interesting. The mining metallurgs group, it was up close to a little over 4% today, one of the top performing groups. Notice that it's been a lagging group in the market for the past 6 months, ranks 184 out of 197. So interesting, starting to see money moving into some of the laggard stocks here. We know who the leading growth stocks are, but a lot of these copper stocks really moved well today. So like Freeport-McMoRan, I was kind of reticent to chase it today, but when you look at the weekly chart here, thinking that there may be more gains. It's just kind of sitting up right at the top of a trend line here. So maybe we'll get a little sideways movement here. The stock will digest the big weekly gains over the past 2 weeks and maybe get another entry here. But the outperformance of copper stocks, broad-based strength today.
Okay, and let's take a look at the Amazon of South Korea. This is Coupang, CPNG. looking nice here, clearing a tight consolidation in this larger base.
Yeah, a stock that has followed through quite nicely after reporting earnings a couple of weeks ago. You can see along the bottom, you can see revenue growth has been picking up the pace. We call that accelerating. That's a sign of strong demand for, you know, products here. This is a South Korean e-commerce company. I think what Scott St. Clair mentioned on IBD Live this morning, very interesting that Will Danoff from the highly rated Fidelity Contra Fund is a big owner of this stock. And it's kind of strange. In South Korea, China, you don't see a whole lot of institutional ownership. You see some, but it's rare. But I think it's interesting that Contra Fund, which has been a great fund over the years, is a fairly significant holder here. So still in a buy zone here is Coupang from a 1927 buy point, and looking pretty strong here.
Yeah. It sure is. Okay, Ken, thank you so much for your analysis today. And thanks everyone for tuning in. That is it from us. But we will be back with more tomorrow morning on IABD Live. And we hope you join us, investors.com/IABD Live, for all the details on our daily morning live stream starting 10 minutes before the opening bell, where we are talking market conditions, trade ideas, portfolio management strategies, and so much more. So we will see you there in the morning. And then we'll also see you right back here tomorrow after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.